This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Just over 313,000 ballots have already been cast for the November 2nd election, according to Secretary of State Jenna Griswold. That's about an 8% turnout rate, with a week left for voters to return their ballots. The Secretary of State's office will update ballot tallies every weekday until voting ends next week. Most of western Colorado's mountains have winter weather advisories in effect today and tonight as a storm moves across the state. CPR's Stina Sieg has more.
The storm has already brought high winds, snow, and rain across the western slope and is expected to hit pretty much all of the state today. Chris Sanders is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
The snow level's probably going to start out the day closer to like 10,000 feet for most of the area, and then by the evening they're dropping down to 6,000-7,000 feet.
Sanders says most western mountains should expect between 6 and 9 inches of snow, with less farther east and rain for Metro Denver. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Denver will give out one-time bonuses to vaccinated city workers. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
Local lawmakers voted to give $400 bonuses to city employees who complied with the city's vaccination mandate. To qualify, employees must have gotten vaccinated or received an exemption by the end of September. Most city workers met that deadline. City leaders said the money was a reward, not an incentive. The payments are scheduled to come next month. People with approved exemptions will need to wait a bit longer and follow additional rules before they can collect the one-time payment. Denver City Council members and Mayor Michael Hancock were not eligible for the bonus. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Find more at cpr.org.